You and I are listening to the music of Fontaine's Muse. You might say that they combine the mystical sounds of Eastern music with New Age pop, jazz, and electronica. They are also the soundtrack of an exciting magic show that has been going on for 14 years now and counting in San Francisco. They have an exciting project with which they would like your help. Join me right now, Fontaine Riddle, both the music composer and music director of the Magic Bazaar. She's also the vocalist that you're hearing here, and her husband, Farhan Khan, better known as Flash, and he's the sitar player and groove creator for the show. Fontaine, Flash, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
I would love to know about your background in music a little bit before we get to talking about the show. How did each one of you find the sound that is uniquely you in all the musical influences you have?
Well, I have always been interested in Eastern music. I grew up in Washington, D.C. with a diverse collection of friends that my grandfather was very outgoing, and we had friends from Turkey, friends from Pakistan, friends from India, and we used to sit around and play music in the homes, in our homes together, listening and playing for each other as a sort of pastime. That started my interest, and as I got older, my brothers, I have five of them, liked jazz, and so we played jazz together at home and horns, and it was a noisy household, let's just say that.
I guess the neighbors really loved you.
Luckily we were the only house on the block in Washington, D.C. area. It turns out it was a historic house, and we had the biggest yard, and there we were in this kind of rundown house, but, you know, it was six of us, so we had our way with the house, and the noise, people come over to our house to make the noise. So it was a lot of fun.
What a fantastic background in musical education for a child.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
How about you, Flash?
I was born in Pakistan, but I came here at a very young age, and I was raised in San Jose. But one of my cousins, my older cousin, just introduced me to Zeppelin. So I was just learning guitar. I'm a guitar player. But since I'm at Fontaine, I'm about maybe 15, 16 years ago, I just pick up the sitar. So since I'm just playing sitar from now on, so.
You studied with one of the masters of sitar, I believe.
Is that correct? Studied with a pretty well-known sitar player in San Francisco area. His name is Habib Khan, and I studied about a year and a half with him. But then he's going more into traditional, and I'm more into pop, so.
Looking at you playing the sitar, it looks like it's really, really easy, and I'll bet it isn't. What are some of the things you have to know about sitar?
A lot of people told me, you know, the dropout rate on sitar playing is about almost 99%. People who buy the sitar, they never play, and it's only 1 or 2% keep going with that. It takes a while. I mean, I tell it's easy, but it's not. It takes a while to, you can have 2 or 3 PhDs by the time you'll be a good sitar player.
Why is it so much more complicated to play sitar than it is guitar?
It's like there's two things you can, this is, a lot of people put sitar and Indian music combined, and they're two different things. One is Indian music and one learning a sitar. So when you, Indian music is totally different than learning sitar. So I'm more into sitar, kind of incorporate with the jazz and fusion. That's my music with her vocals. And the music we do is not even traditional. It's more influenced by jazz, world, Brazilian, and kind of combine them in one kind of a genre that kind of our sound. So,
and make it work. I understand, Fontaine, that you traveled the world to find the musical sound that you have right now for Fontaine's Muse.
Yes, it was more of an affirmation. It was, okay, I have this feeling that this is the way music should be. So I went to places like Malaysia and Singapore and lived. And I was writing at that period, and sometimes songs would just float into the house, and I'd have to just quick get to some place where I could record it and put these melodies down. It's just one of those magical times. And good artists, good musicians, good poets, they travel, and they get the spice of wherever they are and let that influence their stew.
What did you as a musician find that may have surprised you or may have been different for you that you now use in your work with Fontaine's Muse?
I was surprised by sounds of cities, by just the rhythm of things being constructed and the sound of motors. I had a drive for a while when I was working for an animation company, and I had quite a drive, and I had this noisy engine, and the rhythm of the engine, I wrote like 4 or 5 songs just by driving and singing along to the engine rhythm. So, I mean, I've heard people, that happens, being singing with a vacuum cleaner, and just anything could be something that sets your foundation of your song.
Interesting creative impetus. How did the two of you come to form your group, Fontaine's Muse?
Do you want to answer that, or should I?
You should.
Okay. Well, when I went back to school to learn computer animation and computer graphics at Cogswell College up in the Sunnyvale area, I had 4 classes with this gentleman here. And I mentioned in one of the classes that I was putting together a jazz ensemble, because prior to coming to school, I'd always gigged in jazz clubs and scat sang and that sort of thing. And so I figured, well, I'm here at college. I'm going to spend most of my time here. They do have a music studio. I'm putting together a jazz ensemble. They had a class called jazz ensembles. I said, that's it. I'm going to put something together where we can gig. So I talked to Farhan. He goes, you need a guitar player. I have a degree at Musicians Institute. And I said, sounds interesting. I said, where are you from? He said, well, I'm from India, Pakistan region. And I said, well, if you played the sitar, I'd be interested because I already have a hot guitarist. And so he shows up at our rehearsal with a sitar, and it turns out his uncle, you know, is Habib Khan. And so so he could play, and I said, that's it, you're in. So, and ever since, he's been playing sitar with Fontaine's Muse, and he's got a couple of his instrumental albums as well, Flash Live, and people love him. They're eating him up. So, yeah.
What's really fun about Fontaine's Muse is that you're playing, you have all these influences, but you're not just playing and doing music. What's going on in front of you as you're performing?
Well, I met also during those years, it was just a great time for me to meet people, Michael Stroud, who his magician name is Majinga. And he, at the time, was putting together a mystical, magical show when I started writing this music. He says, why don't we do something together? And that was in 1998. So we've sort of developed and grown together in our creative process. And we've been doing that show. It changes every show. We do something a little different. He's gone around the world and learned different magic techniques from India, from China. He's gone to Scotland and gone and met with masters in those areas and learned different techniques. And I've written music for this event that we're doing. We spent 5 years at a home theater, sort of a base theater called the Campbell Gaslighter Theater. That's in the Northern California, not far from San Francisco. And so every month we were performing, and I get the opportunity to write something new for each show, because who wants to see the same show? Nobody. Every month. Unless it's Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Even that could get a little
even
old
that,
sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. So he'd come up with something new, and what can you come up with musically for this? And this is what I'm going to do, and she's going to float, and she's going to be dressed in a witch costume. What can you come up with? And so I came up with a song called Witchfire for that. We've taken the show to Burning Man. We had our own theme camp there called the Magic Bazaar theme camp. And we've gone to the Sonoma County Festival,
the Health and Harmony
Festival. Thank you. And we've gone all over, you know, just with this show. And so we're bringing it here. We're going to be performing at the Warner Grand, and that's in San Pedro on July 14th. And lots of fun for all people. It's called the Year of the Dragon. The show is based on things that magical Chinese theater have to offer. And in particular, Majinga has learned the art of face changing. It's called Bian Lian. Bian Lian is where you have to see it to believe it. But if you go to magicbazaar.com, you can see some of it, just a part of it, where he magically changes his mask, like within a split second. You can't even tell. And so the character in the art form of Bian Lin changes from the monkey to the sorcerer to the, you know, all different kinds of characters. So it's just a part of a magical Chinese theater in celebration of the Year of the Dragon. And we have other performers that are performing with us. One woman is going to do Kiss of the Dragon dance. Her name is Marguerite Kusahara. And I have to mention Magic Genie, who is his assistant. She plays an evocative goddess character who evokes these different moods from Majinga's Bian Lin character. So It's going to be fun.
You and I are listening today to Fontaine Riddle of Fontaine's Muse and to Flash, who is the sitarist and guitar player and bass player in Fontaine's Muse, as well as the groove creator and sitar player for the Magic Bazaar, which is going to be coming down to Southern California, hopefully, July 14th. When we come back, we'll be talking about the ways that you can get involved and help them out with this venture. This is Dot Cannon. You're listening to Over Coffee here on LancerRadio.org.